This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Tonkawa, Oklahoma, visiting with Matt Tipton, the location manager here. And Matt, sounds like things have been fairly busy so far.
Yeah, absolutely. We started off with a great wheat harvest. Right now we're sitting at 236,000 bushels in less than a week. Our average moisture has been relatively good. We have had some high moisture. Our test weight has been in the high or the low 60s and the high 59s. Luckily, we haven't caught a lot of rain, so hopefully we can keep up with this lovely harvest that we're having and get it wrapped up in the next couple weeks.
What are yields like around here?
The yields have been looking pretty good. Like I said, the test weights have been hitting in the lower 60s. I have seen some in the upper 60s. The protein's been very, very good as well. We've been seeing some very high 13s, some low 14s. I've seen a few 15s.
Has the harvest gone pretty well for the farmers around here?
As far as I've been told, yes, they've been going very well. The dry temperatures and everything's been helping everybody out. The recent storms have damaged some people's properties as far as hail and things like that. There is some standing water in people's fields, but for the most part, everything's been really well.
What about any disease problems that you've seen this year?
We have seen some black tip fungus that we've had to send off to Oklahoma State University to see what was going on with that. They were thinking it was maybe a gene issue, but other than that, we haven't seen too many other problems.
Are the varieties around here pretty consistent, or have you seen some difference depending on what varieties have been brought in?
I've seen quite a few varieties. I've seen a field just right across the highway put out great yields, and then I've seen the same field with the same variety across the street put out terrible yields. They were sprayed with the same stuff, planted at the same time, and it's just kind of weird this year on how the varieties are working out.
But all in all, it's a lot better than what we saw last year.
Absolutely. Last year was a real tough year as far as being in drought and everything. This year is much better from what I can tell so far.
Do you think the drought is easing up quite a bit around here?
I think so. I know a lot of people need some rain as far as getting their beans planted and for their corn, but everybody that's cutting wheat right now is really praying for no rain, so it's kind of a double-edged sword on that.
Are they getting any crops in yet?
Yeah, a couple of farmers have already wrapped up their wheat harvest for this year, so they're going hard on planting their beans. All the corn that I've seen is looking excellent. It's needing a good rain, but hopefully we can get done with wheat harvest before that happens.
How much more do you think there is to go?
I was estimated at before wheat harvest to take in a little over than 400,000 bushels, and right now I'm sitting at 236 in less than a week. So my projections have been upgraded to about 4,500 bushels, or 450,000 bushels is what I'm looking to take in this year.
Well, yields have been better, and everything else is going well, so it's been a good year for everybody.
So far, it's been a great year, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Well, thank you, Matt. I've been visiting with Matt Tipton and the Tonkawa Farmers Cooperative Association. This is Jim Winger.